It's time now for our August Bill of the Month. Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal is Senior Contributing Editor with our partner KFF Health News. Doctor, whose bill are we examining today?
This bill belongs to Jamie Holmes, who lives in Washington State. In 2019, she got her fallopian tubes tied, but there was a surprise during surgery which led to 5 years of fighting the bill, and it took her all the way to court.
All right, let's hear from reporter Emily Siner.
Jamie Holmes didn't have a lot of money when she decided to get her tubes tied at age 35, but she had worked at a physical therapy office in the past, so she knew what to do on the front end to make sure her insurance would cover the procedure.
We had the billing codes from the doctor of exactly what he wanted to do.
But while she was on the operating table, her doctor noticed she had endometriosis, tissue growing outside the uterus. It can be a serious and very painful condition that's hard to diagnose without surgery. So while he was in there, he removed some of the tissue. When Jamie woke up, the surgeon explained the situation.
He only used the time that he had already allotted for the surgery because he knew my financial situation that I couldn't afford a ton of extra time on the operating table.
She says she's grateful her doctor did this extra procedure, and she was prepared to pay something more. But then, as we say, the bill came. And it turns out the surgery center charged her for 2 full surgeries. She was on the hook for more than $2,500. Jamie did all the things you're supposed to do. She appealed to her insurance company and argued for months with the surgery center.
It just, that just ticked me off. I was so upset. But I refused to pay the bill until the bill was right.
The surgery center was later purchased by another company and closed. They didn't respond to a request for comment. But because she didn't pay, the bill got sent to collections. And then she got sued. The collection agency wanted to garnish her wages to pay for the balance, plus interest and fees. Jamie says it was the worst feeling.
It was just kind of like that freeze shutdown stress where I don't want to do anything. I don't want to work. I don't want to watch TV. I'm just freaking out. Like, I know that I'm right. I'm confident that I'm right.
So armed with that confidence, Jamie regrouped and continued to fight the bill. 4.5 years after the original surgery, she was finally able to get in front of a judge and explain her side. She argued that she didn't actually get a full second surgery, like she was being charged. The judge decided the facts of the case were in dispute, which means the collection agency couldn't just take her wages. If they wanted to collect the debt, they'd have to take Jamie to trial.
I am kind of in a stage of hoping that it will be done.
The collection agency didn't respond to our request for comment. And as of now, Jamie hasn't heard anything from them either. For NPR News, I'm Emily Siner.
All right, we're back now with Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal. Doctor, so this whole billing debacle came about because the patient went into surgery for one issue and the doctor dealt with a second issue at the same time. Does this happen a lot?
Well, unfortunately, this is a somewhat common situation. I mean, when you go into surgery, you sign a consent that says you're okay with the doctor doing something else if they see an issue and another surgery is more appropriate. That typically means if you're supposed to get laparoscopic surgery, the surgeon might find they have to open you up and do a more invasive procedure.
Wow. So what are you supposed to do about the charges for that?
It's tough, right? Because you're under anesthesia. You don't have an opportunity at that point to check in on cost or whether your insurance will need prior authorization, right? You're under. The bill, of course, will depend on what the additional procedure is, but make sure you get the post-op report in writing. Contact your insurance right away. And boy, be ready to argue.
Yeah, maybe so. Now, in this situation, the case made it all the way to court. And that sounds pretty frightening and maybe really expensive. So how did Jamie navigate all that?
Jamie was smart. She got some guidance from her debt clinic where she lives in Washington State and ultimately represented herself in court. There are free legal services available in many places, though. I mean, in general, experts say don't be afraid to fight a big bill, even if it takes you all the way to court. A lot of times, the collection agency will seek what's called a summary judgment to garnish wages. If the patient gives up at that point and doesn't show up in court to argue, the judge often sides with the collection agency. That's what collection agencies are counting on to make money. Scary. So it pays to be stubborn, but boy, it's tough. Time-consuming, and ultimately so unfair to patients who really are just victims in this case.
Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal, thank you very much.
Thank you.
After 6 years, we are nearing the end of our Bill of the Month project with KFF Health News. We'll have a final installment on NPR in the fall, but Bill of the Month will continue at KFF Health News. Meanwhile, look out for extensive coverage of these topics from our two newsroom partnership. And we still want to hear about your confusing or outrageous medical bills. Go to NPR's Shots blog to share your story.